Too big to succeed?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The Justice Department will announce today it's going to more aggressively investigate big companies that dominate markets. An anonymous White House official says the administration is abandoning a set of legal guidelines put in place by the Bush administration. Today's announcement will make the government's antitrust policies look more like those of the Clinton Justice Department, which brought a major case against Microsoft. Microsoft also holds the record for largest antitrust fine ever levied in Europe, and that's probably going to change this week. The European Commission is expected to find Intel guilty of abusing its market dominance. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
Intel is accused of offering illegal rebates. The company is alleged to have offered the rebates to computer manufacturers and a European retailer on condition that they make and sell only PCs with Intel inside. The European Commission launched its antitrust inquiry almost a decade ago. It was prompted by a complaint from a rival chip maker, AMD. Nikki Tate is with the Financial Times in Brussels. She says the Commission's expected on Wednesday to impose a gigantic penalty on Intel, even bigger than the $1.3 billion antitrust fine they slapped on Microsoft.
I think it's going to be a very big deal indeed. We're dealing with a very large market here, essentially the market for personal computers in Europe, which is huge. And we're dealing with one of the largest companies in the technology field.
Intel denies the allegations. The company says its business practices are lawful and good for consumers. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Later today, President Obama will appear with leaders of the healthcare industry. That industry knows it's about to get reformed, and it's trying to nudge the process. Representatives of hospitals, insurance companies, drug makers, and doctors will pledge to voluntarily slow the increase in healthcare costs by $2 trillion over the next decade. The Dow is coming off a 164-point gain on Friday. World markets had been rebounding, but today it's all about profit-taking. Most Asian markets closed lower in the 2% range. All the European markets are down, except London's. Dish Network says first-quarter earnings rose 21% from a year ago. On the downside, Dish lost 94,000 net subscribers. The company blames the recession, increased competition, and signal theft. Imagine this. You have just been elected to a dream job, the mayor of one of America's largest, most historic cities. Oh, and it's Detroit. Former NBA star Dave Bing will be sworn in as mayor today. From Michigan Public Radio, Sarah Hewlett reports Detroit residents can use someone with a history of success.
Dave Bing defeated tough opponents on the basketball court, and as a businessman, he's managed to keep his auto supply company afloat when many others have collapsed. But now he'll lead a city that's been in turmoil since former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was caught in a perjury scandal. Political consultant Steve Hood says Bing is taking over a city that's teetering on the edge of bankruptcy.
There were rumors that during this year, they actually had trouble paying their contractors because of cash flow problems. These are things he has to face right off the bat.
Bing will have to deal with tough realities like an unemployment rate that tops 20% and tens of thousands of foreclosed homes that sit empty. And because this was a special election, Bing faces another primary in 3 months. But the mayor-elect says that won't distract him.
My focus has to be not on campaigning, but on running the city.
Bing says his first task will be to stabilize the city's finances. Detroit faces a deficit that tops $250 million. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Teenagers account for $125 billion of retail sales every year. So what if they suddenly got less materialistic? It would be another blow to the economy, yes. What would it mean to the teenagers? Here's reporter Asha Richardson from Youth Radio.
I've never had $5,000 a year to spend at the mall, but that's the average amount teens spend per year on retail. Or at least it was. A new study from Piper Jaffray says teen spending is down 14% this year. My friend Rose Powell and I know all too well about cutting back.
Now we definitely go, oh, we should go do this. And then the first question is always like, how much does that cost?
Rose and I used to go to the movies all the time.
And like now we go, hey, whose house are we going to just sit around at and talk to each other?
We're definitely not shopping for new outfits these days. And we're not alone. Clothing is one of the hardest hit categories, taking a 22% plunge. And that's visible at my school. I don't hear anyone bragging about their brand name jeans anymore.
There's totally like kind of a stigma now for being like, oh, I have hella money. I just buy whatever I want. Because you're like, oh, look at that rich kid over there who like he's not economizing. Ooh.
Other students don't have the option of economizing, like 17-year-old Derek Williams. After his mom went on disability and his older brother got laid off, hanging out with friends became extremely difficult.
My friends know my situation, so they know sometimes that I don't have money, and they want me to go out with them, so they'll
lend him the money, which makes Derek feel like he's got to treat his friends like Wells Fargo.
The way I think about it is if, like, they the bank, so I took out this amount of money from them, so I'm in debt, and so I pay it back.
For most teenagers, having a social life is an essential part of our identity. And sometimes it requires money. But teens like me are finding ways around this. Now I shop at thrift stores instead of department stores, and I even split $5 footlongs with my friends. But I think this recession has prepared me for the future. I'm learning to budget and save money, skills some people have trouble understanding well into adulthood. In Oakland, California, I'm Asha Richardson for Marketplace.
Finally, it's true what they say. Neither rain nor snow nor housing market crash nor soaring unemployment can keep the post office from its appointed stamp price increases. Today, a first-class stamp goes from 42 cents to 44. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for joining me. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.